The following is a special presentation of Tenora Rams Sports Live. With all the action in tonight's matchup, here's Keith Brown.
Welcome to Game 21 of the 2021 Tenora Rams Boys Baseball season, coming up live from Tenora High School. It's the Tenora Rams taking on the Ayersville Pilots in Green Meadows Conference Baseball. This is the baseball edition of the River Rivalry. Today's game is a makeup day, originally scheduled for April 22nd. Signs Excavating, first pitch is set for 5 p.m. Signs Excavating offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with your general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. Signs Excavating is the official pregame sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live spring sports season. For all your excavating needs, call Josh 419-769-2290. For trucking needs, call Brad 419-481-3738. Of course, visit them on Facebook or signsexcavating.com. Looking at the Rams of Tenora, Tenora will field experience at every position this season, including a very deep pitching staff. The Rams bring back a roster of 6 seniors and 8 juniors to this 2021 team. Tenora did not lose anyone to graduation last season. The Rams are coming in today with an overall record of 17-3, winning one straight and 17 of their last 19 games, and they are 6-0 in GMC play. Tenora had their 12-game winning streak snap last Saturday in the annual post-prom game versus Ottawa Glandorf, losing to the Titans 13-5. Rams are number 12 in the current coaches poll, while they are number 9 in the Prep Baseball Weekly Ohio poll. Rams bats are averaging 11.5 runs through the first 20 games, while their team ERA stands at 3.53. Rams staff has 4 shutouts to their credit through the first 20 games. Tenora comes in with a team batting average of .385. Leading the way at the plate has been junior Nolan Schaefer with a .431 average. On the hill, senior Andrew Imthurn will lead the Rams with a 6-0 record and a 1.81 ERA. Imthurn has 38 Ks in his first 31 innings pitched. We can review for the Rams baseball team just one game. Tuesday at Archibald versus the Blue Streaks saw the Rams jump out to an early 9-3 lead before the Archibald rally cut it to 9-7. Blue Streaks loaded the bases in the 7th before senior Max Grube came on to get the final out, securing the Rams' victory. Last week, the Rams come in from behind with back-to-back walk-off victories versus 2 state-ranked Division 4 opponents in Montpelier and Antwerp. The Rams' highs and lows this season. High game was 24 and a 24-0 win at Hilltop. Their low was 3 and a 3-2 win over Elmwood. Quick look at the visiting Ayersville Pilots. Pilots come in with a 12-6 record. They are 3-1 in GMC. Their only loss was to Wayne Trace. Ayersville has won 7 of their last 9 games, climbing all the way to number 17 in the most recent Division 4 coaches poll. Graduated from last year was Caden Brown and Nate Bold. Pilots are averaging just over 6 runs a game at the plate and giving up just under 4. Their team ERA is 2.53. The Pilots are returning 4 seniors and 6 letter winners to the field this season. Leading the way at the plate is Zach Moss and Aiden Delano. On the hill, Caden Croft with a 5-0 record and a 0.48 ERA. Pilot staff has 3 shutouts this season. High run game was 14 versus Hilltop. Their low was 1 versus Archibald and a 4-1 loss. Head coach for Ayersville is Alan Magg in his 5th season, 37-46. Superintendent Don Diglia. Principal Rob Luderman. Athletic director is Rafael Manriquez. Trainer Clay Keeley. Colors are Columbia Blue and Gold. They are Division 4. Rams are coached by head coach Brent Renolette. 22nd season, assisted by Chuck Carey, Michael Walker, and Reed Anders. Principal Eric Tipton, Superintendent Nicole Wells. Athletic Director is Craig Rutter. Trainer Emily Trissel. So wherever you are and however you may be listening, thanks for tuning in to today's game live from Tenora High School. Coming up, it's the Tenora Rams hosting the Pilots from Ayersville in the River Rivalry. We're getting started rather early here. Didn't have a chance to go through any lineups. We'll do that as quickly as we can. Imthurn on the hill. Blake Iden leading off. First pitch, senior Andrew Imthurn's a little bit outside. Imthurn rocks. Pitch swung on and missed. Blake Iden, Caden Kraft, and Weston McGuire, your first three hitters. Imthurn on the hill, Schaefer behind the plate for the Rams. Imthurn rocks from the windup, fires outside. One ball and two strikes. For leadoff hitter, Blake Iden comes in batting 245. Senior Imthurn. 1-2 pitch, swung on and away, missed. Ball gets away from Schaefer, picks it up, fires down to first base. A little high, nice catch out there at first base by Christian Camaso. Reaching over the runner, Blake Iden to retire Iden for the first out.
Number 6, Caden Kraft.
Caden Kraft will step in, batting from the left side, batting at 300. Kraft will be the opposing pitcher. Imthurn's first pitch, strike one called. Ayersville coming in at 12-6, 3-1 in the GMC. Rams coming in at 17-3, 5-0 in the GMC. Pitch swung on and fouled back. Imthurn's 0-2 pitch, swung on, hit soft liner. Jaden Bergman in from left field to make the catch for out number two, retiring Kraft. Weston McGuire steps to the plate. McGuire, 259 average, bats from the right side, will play in right field.
Weston McGuire.
Defensively for the Rams, Christian Camaso at first, Cole at second, Marcus Grube at short, Kaysen Wolfram at third. Imthurn's pitch swung on, fouled back. Strike one. Outfield for the Rams, Jaden Bergman in left, Max Grube in center, Zach Spicella in right. Tristan Burks DHing for Zach Spicella when going straight out here at Sonora. One pitch swung on a miss, strike two. 56 degrees, 12-mile-an-hour wind blowing out. About an hour shower, about 2:30 to 3:30 here at the school. Pitch. Hit right side, unks comes by Cella, can't make the play. Two-out single by Weston McGuire. Bring up Blake Havenstein. Steps in, batting 255. Runner at
number
first,
three,
two outs.
Blake Hosty.
Hosty steps in from the right side of the plate. Imthurn checks the runner over at first, Weston McGuire. Pitch outside, ball one. Two outs here in the Pilots. Top of the first inning, no score. Imthurn from the stretch position. Outside, ball two. Runner at first. Two out single by Weston McGuire. Pitch hammered right back into center field, back through the box. Stopping at second will be Weston McGuire. Halstein on with a smash up the middle. Pilots with runners at first and second, two outs. Abe Delano will come to the plate. Abe steps in, batting 304 on the season.
Number 19, Abe Delano.
Delano playing shortstop, batting in the fifth spot. Imthurn checks the runners. Comes to the plate, breaking ball, swung on and missed. Andrew comes in at their overall record of 6-0, 1.81 ERA, 38 strikeouts and 31 inning pitch, 11 walks for Imthurn. Runners take their lead from first and second. Pitch coming to Delano, swung on and miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes to number five hitter, shortstop Abe Delano. Delano digs back in. Head coach Alan Magg coaching at third. Imthurn from the stretch, pitch outside, ball gets away. Runners move up on the wild pitch. McGuire moves up to third. Austin down to second. 1-2 count on Abe Delano. Zach Moss awaits on deck. Long look in by the senior righty Imthurn. Gets the sign from Schaefer. Pitch to the plate, a little bit low. Two balls and two strikes. McGuire leads from third. Austin leads from second. Just underway here at Tenora. An early start, no score. Pilots threatening. 2-2 pitch, outside, ball three. Imthurn with the signs from the set. Fires to the plate. Low and away. Ball four. Pilots have loaded the bases with two-out rally here. First two batters were retired, Iden and Kraft. McGuire with the single. Austin with the single. Delano with the walk to load the bases. Bring up Zach Moss. Moss steps in, batting 311, DHing for Ike Iden. Pitch to the plate, swung on, foul back, strike one. Lady Rams taking on the Lady Pilots over to our left on the softball diamond. Both these games were originally scheduled for April 22nd.
Same statue of the
0-1 pitch from Imthurn. Pitches out of the stretch with the bases loaded to the plate. Inside count evens at one ball and one strike. Bases full of pilots just underway here at Sonora. Started about 10 minutes early. Pilots have loaded the bases. Pitch swung on, fouled into the pilots' dugout. Strike two. One ball, two strikes to Zach Moss. Luke Delano awaits on deck. Bases full of pilots. Two outs. Imthurn nods, gets the sign from the stretch position. Pitch coming to Moss. Breaking ball leans out of the way. Breaking ball stayed a little bit inside. Bases full of pilots. Imthurn's pitch, again high. Count is full, 3-2, no place to put Zach Moss, bases full of pilots, no score, pilots threatening here. Imthurn gets the sign to the plate, pops it up, straight back, back comes Schaefer, races to the fence, can't make the play, out of play, count stays full at 3-2. Weston McGuire at third, Blake Hostein at second, Abe Delano at first, Zach Moss digs back in with a 3-2 pitch coming from senior Andrew Imthurn. Imthurn's pitch to the plate, swung on, fouled straight back, count stays full at 3-2. Pilots in the road grays, Columbia blue lettering with the black trim, Rams black jerseys, forest green numbers, white trim, and gray pants. 3-2 pitch coming. Do it all over again. Pitch coming from him, third fastball fouled off first base side. Count stays full at 3-2. Bases full of pilots. No score just underway here at Tenora. Started about 4:50. 10 minutes earlier than the original start time. So we'll do it all over again. Ball's back in. Pitch from Imthurn. Hammered to left. In comes Jaden Bergman to make a chest-high catch to end the Pilots' threat. Pilots threaten. Leave the bases loaded. Do not score for the Pilots. No runs. Two hits. No ram errors. Three runners left on base. We will head to the bottom of the first inning here at Tenora. Ayersville nothing. Tenora coming to bat.
The Fired Stone Tavern is anything but basic. Stop out and enjoy a cold drink and a bite to eat. Fired Stone Tavern is the area's newest go-to for wood-fired pizza, burgers, and drinks that will blow your mind. With an industrial urban vibe, this wood-fired pizza and burger sports bar features an open kitchen concept with scratch-made food, from classic burgers and pizzas to a few chef-inspired new ones. Be sure to check out Fired Stone's specialty days. On Monday, it's pizza. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. And on Thursday, it's burgers. No plans for the weekend? Come see us at Fired Stone Tavern for pizza, ice-cold drinks, and all the games on TV that you can handle. Located at 211 Carpenter Road at the Eagle Rock Golf Course. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Online ordering also is available, as well as free delivery over $60. Restrictions do apply. Be sure to visit them online at FiredStoneTavern.com or call at 419-785-4015. Fired Stone Tavern, your official sponsor of Tenora Rams Live Stream Wrestling. Here comes more Tenora Rams sports action.
Back here at Tenora. Pilots threatened, did not score, loaded the bases off Andrew Imthurn. All that with two outs. First two batters were retired. The next three reached base.
Number five.
Nolan Schaefer, Marcus Grube, Andrew Imthurn to the plate. Schaefer steps in, leading the Rams at 431 average. First pitch. Hit Schaefer right in the back. Nolan will trot down to first base after being hit by the pitch. On the hill, Caden Kraft, 5-0. Lefty. ERA of .48 for Kraft. Blake Iden behind the plate. Blake Hallstein at first. Braden Amoroso at second. Abe Delano at short. Luke Delano at third. Winsler in left. Ike Iden in center. Weston McGuire as the pitch stays inside. In right field for Ellen Maggs. Pilots DHing is Zach Moss. Moss is DHing for Ike Iden. Schaefer at first after being hit by a pitch. Always a threat in the run. Pitch. All a strike to Marcus Grube. Marcus steps in at 422. Big save at Archibald on Tuesday. Strike two called. One ball, two strikes to Rams senior shortstop Marcus Grube, who slammed the door on the Blue Streaks rally on Tuesday. There goes Schaefer. Pitch hit. Shortstop side. Shortstop Delano over to get it. Can't make a play. Single by Grube. Rams' first two batters have reached. The shortstop, Delano, went over to second base to cover the bag. Schaefer was going on the pitch. By the time Delano retreated, he could not recover to make a play. So an infield single by Marcus Grube. That will bring up Andrew Imthurn. Andrew comes in batting 429. Lefty Caden Kraft to the plate. Strike called on the outside corner. Pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Runners take their lead. Grube at first, Schaefer at second. No score here. Bottom of the first inning just underway from Tenora High School. Pitch to him third, low and away. Ball gets away from Iden. Runners do not advance. And for those just popping in, Game started about 10 minutes early. Grass pitch to and third off the glove of Iden to the backstop. Ram runners move up. Schaefer to third. Groove to second. Little brief shower here at Snora. Lasted about 45 minutes. Field looks fantastic. Wind blowing out straight away at center field, about 12 miles an hour, 56 degrees here. Pitch to the plate, M. Thurn, inside corner, strike three called. M. Thurn down on strikes. He'll bring up Cole Comiso. Cole started against, or Cole came in relief against Archibald, was a second pitcher used.
Number six, Cole Comiso.
Cole steps in, batting right at 400. Pitch outside, ball one. No score here. Bottom of the first inning. Pilots threatened, did not score. Rams with runners at second and third, one out here. Pitch, come on to the plate. Popped up, shallow, right field. Mr. McGuire out there can't make the play. Ball falls, and to score is Nolan Schaefer. McGuire out there. Sunfield here at Snora. A little windy, but not overly windy. Got in position. Looked like he slipped. So Comiso motored all the way around to second base. Moving up to third was Marcus Group. One nothing Rams here. First pitch to Wolfram. Inside corner. Strike called. Wolfram steps in. 375 average. Caden Kraft on the hill, lefty throws, swung on, popped up. Kraft calls it on the mound, drops the ball. Wolfram is on first. Kraft called it, backpedaled on top of the mound, which probably lost his balance. He called for it on the grass. He's backpedaling straight across the mound, probably a little unsteady, so the Rams have loaded the bases here. Already up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Lefty Kraft pitches to Christian Comiso. First pitch swung on and missed. So error on the pitcher. Christian steps in. Skies this one straight up. Kraft looks at McGuire. Neither one of them catches the infield fly rule on that. Christian Comiso will be ruled out on the infield fly. Bases loaded. Comiso skied one between the mound and home plate. Kraft and Iden looked at each other, foul between them. But the infield fly was ruled. Two outs now. Pitch inside to Jaden Bergman. Bergman steps in, batting 405.
Jaden Bergman.
Rams with a 1-0 lead here. Bases still loaded. Two out now. Tristan Burks on deck. Pitch outside. Kraft working quickly here at Sonora. The lefties pitch. Swung on. Pop back. Catcher Iden back there. Makes an underhand catch. Nice play. Blake Iden to retire the Rams. Rams only one run through all that. Two hits. One pilot error. Three Rams left on base. Another rather exciting first inning, to say the least. We'll head to the top of the second inning here from Tenora with the score. Tenora 1, Ayersville nothing.
Looking for an auto body shop with highly skilled technicians and the most advanced equipment in the industry? Then Bat & Stevens Body Shop is the right place for you. Bat & Stevens will provide you with fine workmanship at a fair price. Our skilled professionals are committed to providing a quality and safe repair on every job like your life depends on it, because it truly does. Bat & Stevens is an ICAR Gold Class Collision Repair Shop, ASE Blue Seal of Excellence Business, and the area's number one body shop voted on by Crescent News readers. Located in downtown Jewell, Ohio, give us a call today at 419-497-3111 to schedule your free estimate today. Bat & Stevens Body Shop says good luck to all Tenora Ram athletic teams, and go Rams.
All right, we're kind of rushed starting and rushed in that first inning. We'll try and go through the lineup here again for Ayersville. Blake Iden leading off. Batting second was Caden Kraft. Batting third, Weston McGuire. Batting fourth, Blake Halstein. Batting fifth, Abe Delano. Batting sixth, Zach Moss. Batting seventh, Luke Delano. Batting eighth, Tyler Winsler. Batting ninth, Braden Amoroso. On the hill for the Rams is Andrew Imthurn, and Nolan Schaefer is behind the plate. 1-0 Rams here, top of inning number two. First pitch, fouled left side, out of play, strike one.
Number 10, Luke Delano.
To Luke Delano. Andrew Imthurn, senior, on the hill. Senior righties, 0-1 pitch, fouled straight back. Two strikes. Both pitchers working quickly here. Imthurn gets the sign. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Down goes Delano for out number one. Second strikeout by Imthurn. Tyler Winsler steps in, batting 182.
Tyler Winsler.
Winsler playing in left field for Alan Maggs, Ayersville Pilots. Imthurn's first pitch outside, ball one. Braden Amoroso awaits on deck. Imthurn rocks, fires, swung on, fouled, out of play, over the pilot dugout. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Top of the second inning here at Tenora, 1-0 Rams. 1-1 pitch coming to Winsler from Imthurn. Outside corner, strike two. First two pilots were out in the top of the first inning here. Next three reach, loading the bases with two outs. Pitch is a little bit low. Three-one pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed. That was strike two. My apologies. Strike three on Winsler for out number two. Braden Amoroso.
Number one, Braden Amoroso
steps in. 238 for the second baseman for the Pilots, the number nine hitter. Imthurn pitch, a little bit inside. Ball one. Top of the lineup, Blake Iden awaits on deck. Imthurn's pitch outside. Imthurn rocks, fires, strike two. Imthurn loses his cap on the pitch. One nothing Rams here, top of inning number two. Hammered between third and short into left field. Solid base hit. Braden Amoroso on with a two-out single. Through the hole on the left side of the Rams infield. That will bring up Blake Iden.
Iden
struck out his first plate appearance. Ball was in the dirt. Schaefer threw over to Camaso to retire Iden. Two outs here. Imthurn from the stretch. First pitch, strike one called. Run over at first, Amoroso. Braden with the lead. 0-1 pitch to the plate, swung on and fouled back. Quickly, 0-2 to the pilot catcher, Blake Iden. Amoroso leads from first. Two outs here in the pilot top of the second inning. 0-2 pitch coming. Imthurn from the stretch position. Sets. Senior righty to the plate. Swung on, hammered third base side. Nice stop over there. Kaysen Wolfram, long throw in time to get Blake Iden. Nice play over there by Kaysen Wolfram at third to retire the Pilots. Pilots, no runs. They do get one hit. No ram errors. One Pilot left on base. We will head to the bottom of the second inning here at Tenora. Rams, one. Pilots, nothing.
Higbee Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School, as well as the Tri-County area, since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. Higbee Embroidery is a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award. Here comes more Tenora Rams sports action.
Heading to the bottom of the second inning here at Tenora. Rams 1, Pilots nothing. Don't forget to reserve Friday, June 4th. On your calendar at the Ironwood Country Club in Wauseon, the Black Swamp Football Golf Scramble. So get your four buddies together, go to blackswampfootball.com, get signed up, go have a fun day with your friends over at Wauseon. Good job over there by Lynn Grohl and the fantastic people at the Black Swamp Football. Make sure you get that magazine in the fall. First pitch to Tristan Burks from Caden Kraft is outside, ball one. Kraft's next pitch, outside, ball two. The lefty Kraft gets the sign, comes to the plate, strike called on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Max Grube awaits on deck. Burks DHing for Zach Spicello. Crass pitch, a little high, ball three. 3-1 to Burks. Rams loaded the bases in the first inning. Got one run on two hits. Left the bases loaded. Crass, 2-1 pitch, swung on, hit, shortstop side. Delano over, scoops it up, fires over. In time to get Tristan Burks by his step. Burks has retired shortstop to first for out number one. We'll bring up Max Grube. Max steps in, batting 339, be the Rams center fielder.
Number two, Max Grube.
Kraft's first pitch. Grube squares around the bunt, bunts in front of the plate. Out goes Iden, fires down to get Grube by a step, retiring Max. Max putting on a good bunt right in front of the plate. Blake Iden hopped out from behind the plate, fired down to Blake Halstein to retire Max for out number two. Top
number
of the
five,
Rams
Nolan
lineup,
Schaefer.
Nolan Schaefer. Schaefer was hit right in the back. The first pitch by Caden Kraft to start the game. Breaking ball to Schaefer, stays high. Nolan batting 431. Rams as a team coming batting 385. Pitch, strike called. Count one ball and one strike to Nolan Schaefer. Caden Kraft with the sign to the plate. Inside corner, strike two. One ball, two strike pitch from Kraft to Schaefer. High and away. Count goes at 2-2. Counts even. Kraft's pitch. Schaefer hit right back through the box. Shortstop Delano can't make a play. Schaefer on at second. I think if Abe Delano, the Pilot shortstop, would have scooped it up, Schaefer would have beat it out anyway, so we'll give Nolan an infield single. Schaefer with a two-out single. Rams leading 1-0 here in the bottom. bottom of inning number two.
Number one, Marcus Kruger.
Schaefer on the first, leads, stays put, pitch a little bit outside, ball one to Marcus Groom, Rams shortstop, singled his first plate appearance. Throw over, Schaefer back, nice stop over there by first baseman Blake Halstein. Throw was a little errant. Runner leads from first, Schaefer. Lefty Kraft to the plate. Outside. A little bit wide. Two balls and no strikes to Marcus Groom. 2-0 pitch coming. Strike one called. Two balls, one strike now to Groom. Andrew Emthern awaits on deck. Schaefer with a two-out single. Liner back through the box. Shortstop Delano couldn't make a play. Pitch hammered deep left field. Winsler over there in foul territory. Can't make the play. Marcus gave it a ride. Just a little bit foul. Nice effort out there by pilot left fielder Tyler Winsler. Rams on top here, bottom of inning number one, or inning number two at Sonora, 1-0. Both teams threatened. Did not. Pilots didn't score. Rams just put one on. Groom steps back in. Schaefer picked off over there at first. No one caught in the rundown between first and second. Second baseman chases Schaefer back. Puts the tag on him for out number three. So the Rams, no runs, one hit, no pilot errors, nobody left on base. We will head to the top of inning number three here at Sonora. Rams 1, Pilots nothing.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or just looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure that your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today for a free quote at 419-438-0023. And be sure to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceFinancialServices.com or even on their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services wishes best of luck to all Tenora Rams athletes this season. The Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters is a proud sponsor of Tenora Sports and Tenora Rams Live. The Athletic Boosters is a nonprofit organization that supports Tenora athletes, coaches, and athletic facilities. The Boosters' support is shown in many ways, including volunteering time, raising money, and contributing funds to better enhance the team or the organization's performance. Yearly and lifetime memberships are available. Visit them on Facebook at Tenora Athletic Boosters.
Back here at Sonora, top of inning number three, Tenora 1, Ayersville nothing. Emthern on the hill for the Rams, 6-0, 1.81 ERA for Andrew. 40 strikeouts now in 33 innings for the senior headed to Wright State Lake College in the fall. Pilots loaded the bases in the top of the first inning, did not score. Pilots with one base runner last inning, did not score. Pilots with no runs on three hits off Emthern, leading four runners on. Little conversation between inning between head coach Brent Renelet and the home plate and first base umpire, probably asking about Cadence Kraft last move out there to pick Nolan Schaefer off of first, ending the Rams' bottom half of inning number two. For the Pilots, 2, 3, and 4, Caden Kraft, Weston McGuire, and Blake Halstein. Kraft was retired on a fly ball to left field. His first plate appearance came in batting right at the 300 mark. Kraft bats from the left side of the plate. Thanks. Imthurn. With the sign, rocks from the windup, pitch high and away. Ball one. Imthurn's 1-0 pitch to Kraft. Inside, ball two. Kraft leans out of the way. Kraft, McGuire, Halstein for the Pilots. Head coach Alan Magg coaching at third. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled back. Two balls, one strike now to Caden Kraft. Kraft on the hill, 5-0 with a 0.48 ERA. 30 2/3 inning pitch now by Kraft. 48 strikeouts, only 6 walks. 1-2 pitch from Imthurn, winds it up. Swung on and missed. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0 to Nora here, top of inning number 3. Thanks for joining us. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Down goes Kraft on strikes for the first out. 4th strikeout for Imthurn. Weston McGuire steps
Weston
in.
Weston McGuire. And I think we have the scoreboard working, so
McGuire with a single in the first inning to start the Pilot rally that resulted in bases loaded, but they did not score here against Imthurn, and the Rams popped up shortstop side. Groove underneath it, puts it away for out number 2. Weston McGuire with a major league pop-up to Rams senior shortstop Marcus Groove. Blake Halstein steps in, also
number
singled in the first inning. Blake steps in with a .255 average, bats from the right side of the plate. Imthurn's first pitch, swung on, foul back, strike one. One pitch from Imthurn to Halstein. Breaking ball inside. Woohoo! Stayed a little bit inside. Count evens at 1-1. And the scoreboard hasn't worked here for us for about 3 innings, and you never realize how much you love Mr. Greg Schaefer until the scoreboard does not work. Imthurn's pitch. Opposite field. Spicella over there to make the play. To retire Halstein for out number 3. Pilots go in order. No runs, no hits, no Ram errors, no Pilots left on base. We'll head to the bottom of the 3rd inning here in a very quickly moving game. Tenora 1, Ayersville nothing.
Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun of Defiance is your local full-service pawn shop. Need some extra cash? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar. Located at 5727 State Route 66 North in Defiance, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything from you. Well, almost everything. They buy and sell jewelry, game consoles, firearms, electronics, watches, and band instruments. You need a small loan? Wooden Indian Pawn can also assist you as well. Hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 419-784-9880. Or visit them online at WoodenIndianPawn.com or on their Facebook page. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun, your locally owned pawn specialists. Say go Rams. Okolona Tavern, located in downtown Okolona, is the home of the famous Okie Tavern funnel cakes. And who can resist the funnel cakes at the Okolona Tavern? Stop in after the game and get some delicious wings and enjoy an ice-cold beverage while you talk about the game. Hours of operation are Tuesday to Sunday, opening at 4 p.m. Be sure to check them out on Facebook for a menu before you head out. Mexican food specials every Thursday and Sunday. The Okolona Tavern, a proud supporter of the Tenora Rams.
Back here at Tenora, quickly moving both pitchers and game. 1-0 Rams here. Crass pitch to Grube. Squared around the bunt, misses it. Marcos comes into the contest batting 422, singled. And the Rams one run first inning. 0-2 pitch to Grube, high and away. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. 56 degrees here at Sonora. Wind blowing out about 12 to 15 miles an hour straight away to center field. Was sunny, now mostly cloudy here at Sonora. 1-2 pitch to Grube. Hit third base side. Luke Delano over there in foul territory. Scoops it up. Fires over in time to get Grube by half a step for out number one. Nice play by third baseman Luke Delano for the Pilots. Andrew Imthern steps in. Imthern also on the hill for the Rams. First pitch from Kraft outside. Ball one. Imthern with a pop-up to the pitcher his first time up. However, in retreating to catch it, pitch ball two. To catch the Imthern pop-up, Kraft lost his balance on the mound and wasn't able to make the catch. Imthern reached safely on the air. Pitch swung on, fouled off. First base side, out of play. Now evens at one ball, one strike, one out here. Bottom of inning number three, Rams with a run in the bottom of the first inning. The only run scored thus far. Cole Comiso waits on deck. 2-1 pitch, up and in, ball three. Tomorrow, Tenora will be here versus Patrick Henry. Monday versus Holgate, I believe. 3-1 pitch, swung on, fouled back. Count will go full at three balls and two strikes to the senior, Imthern. Kraft on the hill. Blake Iden behind the plate. Blake Hallstein at first. Reed Amoroso at second. Abe Delano at short. Luke Delano at third. Full count pitch, fouled back out of play. Pilots outfield, Tyler Winzinger in left, Mike Iden in center, Weston McGuire in right, DH, Zach Moss, DHing for Mike Iden. Back here, payoff pitch coming from Kraft to Imthern, fouled straight back, count will stay full at three balls and two strikes. Cole Comiso on deck for the Rams. Both teams loaded the bases in the top of the first inning. Ayersville did not score. The Rams came away with just one. 3-2 pitch. Swung on. And missed. Strike three. Imthern down on strikes for out number two. Rams second baseman Cole Comiso steps in. Cole with a single in the first inning.
Cole Comiso.
Caden Kraft. Lefty delivers, outside corner, strike called. I don't think it's supposed to rain anymore tonight here in Northwest Ohio, but it's getting a little cloudy here. 0-1 pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Started about 10 minutes early here at Sonora, 5 o'clock start, started at about 4:50. 0-2 pitch, swung on, hit second base side, Braden Amoroso scoops it up, fires over, just in the nick of time to get Cole Comiso by a half a step for out number three. Comiso is retired 4-3. Rams are retired in order in the third inning for Tenora. No runs, no hits, no pilot errors, nobody left on base. We'll head to the top of the fourth inning here at Tenora. Rams 1, Ayersville nothing.
The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2255. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams!
Drop Zone Pizzeria. Make sure you get that tonight or this weekend. Voted number one in the Crescent News Readers Poll last year. You can start that again this year. Make sure you get online and vote for Drop Zone Pizzeria for the best pizza in Northwest Ohio. Yesterday in the Crescent News, Aaron Gross with a fantastic article on the Rams seniors. So make sure you get a copy of that. Should still be available. If not, you can get that online.
Number 19.
So fantastic job at the Crescent News by Aaron Gross on that article. Here, 5, 6, and 7, Abe Delano, Zach Moss, Luke Delano leading off, 1-0. Rams here, top of inning number 4. Imthurn's first pitch, breaking ball, strike one called. Mr. Randy Roberts here from the Crescent News. Make sure you read that in tomorrow's Crescent News. Randy does a fantastic job there. 0-1 pitch from Imthurn. Check swing, strike two. Delano quickly down the count, no balls and two strikes. So pick up your copy of the Crescent News tomorrow. Read all about today's Pilots Rams huge GMC contest. Foul tip into the glove of Schaefer. Down on strikes is Delano for out number one. Zach Moss will step in. Zach, your DH. DHing for
Iden. Zach Moss.
Zach with a 3.11 average. Lady Rams, Lady Pilots also battling out over next door. We'll try and get a score. We had scoreboard issues here on both fields. So we'll see if we can't get an accurate score. First pitch, fouled back, first base side, out of play to DH Zach Moss. Luke Delano awaits on deck here. Moss back in. 0-1 pitch coming from Imthurn. Low and away. Count evens. One ball, one strike. One out here in the Pilots. Fourth inning. 1-0 Tenora. Rams with a solo run in the bottom half of the first inning. Imthurn with the sign. Winds it up. 1-1 pitch inside. Somehow it missed Zach Moss. I think it went behind Moss to the backstop. Count will be two balls and one strike now to DH Zach Moss. Imthurn rocks 2-1 pitch coming to Moss. Swung on, fouled straight back. Count goes two balls and two strikes. Top of the fourth inning here from Tenora. 1-0 Rams. Thanks for joining us. Two pitch outside. Ball three, count goes full to Zach Moss at three balls and two strikes. One out here in the Pilots, top of the fourth inning. Luke Delano on deck. Payoff pitch coming from Rams righty Andrew Imthurn. Swung on, blooper infield. Cole Comiso comes in to make a head high catch, retiring Zach Moss for out number two. Bring up Luke Delano, struck out his only plate appearance. Delano playing at third base for the Pilots. Imthurn rocks, fires, swung on and missed, strike one to number seven hitter, third baseman Luke Delano. Delano comes in with a 149 average. 0-1 pitch coming, breaking ball hit shortstop over the head of shortstop Marcus Grube. Max Grube comes in, scoops it up, fires in, but not before Delano is on at first base for a two-out single.
Number two, Tyler Winsler.
Tyler Winsler steps in. Winsler struck out his only plate appearance. Left fielder Winsler with a 182 average. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Delano leads from first. Two outs. Rams lead 1-0 here in the top of inning number four from Tenora High School. Imthurn's pitch swung on and missed, strike two. Braden Amoroso is on deck. Imthurn working quickly, gets the sign, looks over at the runner Delano at first. 0-2 pitch coming, swung on, fouled into the glove of Schaefer. Out number three on the strikeout. for the Pilots. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Quickly moving along here. Bottom of inning number four, Tenora 1, Ayersville nothing.
Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal projects and can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. For excavating needs, call Josh at 419-769-2290, or for trucking needs, call Brad at 419-481-3738. Be sure to visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your local excavating and trucking specialist, says go Rams.
Back here at Tenora, 1-0 Rams. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Thanks to all of our sponsors, In-Game Scoreboard, Drop Zone Pizzeria, A Higby Embroidery, Signs Excavating, Maumee Valley Title, Wiener Yoder Hill, and Weber Attorneys at Law, the Oklahoma Tavern, Batten Stevens Body, providing the video, a Burkholder Taxidermy, Tenora Rams Athletic Boosters, Cut and Hair and Nail Salon, the Wooden Indian Pawn Shop, Midlack Insurance and Investments, BSN Sports, Weber Bookkeeping, and Tirestone Tavern. First pitch to Rams third baseman Kason Wolfram, strike one. Wolfram, ball and one strike. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. To Wolfram, comes in with a 375 average. Caden Kraft on the hill for the Pilots. 1-2 pitch from Kraft. Off of Wolfram's knee, he heads down to first base. After the pitch rode inside, little breaking ball broke inside a little too much. Wolfram trots down to first base after being hit by the pitch. Kraft comes in with a 5-0 record, a .48 ERA for the lefty, for Alan Maggs. Ayersville Pilots.
Number 25, Christian
Camaso. Christian Camaso steps in. Christian was ruled out on the infield fly rule his first plate appearance. First pitch fouled off first base side, strike one. Rams with the leadoff runner, Kason Wolfram, on at first base after being hit by the pitch. Only run in the game. Bottom of the first inning, Rams with a solo run. 0-1 pitch coming to Camaso. Fouled off again, first base side, same spot. 0-2 now to Christian Camaso. Jaden Bergman awaits on deck. Kraft's 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three, down goes Camaso on strikes for out number one. Jaden Bergman steps to the plate. Bergman steps in batting 405. Rams left fielder, Jaden Bergman. Bergman 0 for 1 so far this afternoon. Crass pitch outside, a little bit low. Ball one to Jaden. Jaden the hero in the Rams' huge win here versus the Antwerp Archers with that RBI single, scoring Cole Camaso. Pitch stays up and in. Two balls and no strikes. Rams with back-to-back walk-off victories last week versus Montpelier and Antwerp here at Sonora. Wolfram leads at first. 2-0 pitch from Kraft to Bergman. Swung on. Popped. Center field. Iden comes in. Puts it away for out number two, retiring Bergman on the fly ball to center field. That will bring up Rams DH Tristan Merks. 1-0 here. Tenora, bottom of the fourth inning. Burke steps in, 0-for-1, grounded out to
number
third.
One, Tristan Burke.
Nice play over there by Luke Delano, his first time up. Wolfram leads from first. Pitch to the plate, outside corner, strike one called. Wind was blowing out directly to center field, now blowing from center to right. Wolfram leads. Kraft's 0-1 pitch to the plate. Stays a little bit outside. Count to Tristan Burks, even at 1-1. Max Grube awaits on deck for Tenora. 1-1 pitch from Kraft. Swung on, hit to shortstop. Delano over there can't make the play. It was deep in the hole. Even if Delano made the play, I don't know that he would have thrown out Burks. So the Rams with two runners on. Burks on at first. Down to second base goes Case and Wolfram now with
two
outs. Bring up Max Grube. Max 0 for 1. Bunted his first plate appearance. Nice play by Blake Iden. Pitch a little bit low. Ball 1. Iden popped out from his catching position. Picked up the Grube bunt. Fired down to first to retire Max. 1-0 pitch inside. Nice stop by Blake Iden. 2 balls and no strikes. To Rams center fielder, number 9 hitter, Max Grube. Max, the 339 average. Top of the Rams lineup, Nolan Schaefer awaits on deck. Out. From the pilot dugout pops skipper Alan Magg. Alan in his fifth year, 37-46 overall record. 12-6 this season for the Pilots. 3-1 in the GMC, their only defeat to the hands of the Wayne Trace Raiders. They moved up to number 17 in the Division 4 coaches poll this week. One nothing to Nora. Bottom of inning number 4, Rams with runners at first and second. Conversation between Mag and Kraft is over. Grube looks down at head coach Brent Renolette. Not too much she can give him here as far as sight-wise. 2-0 count. Runners lead. Kraft from the stretch position. The lefty fires outside corner. Strike 1 call. Both teams loaded the bases in the first inning. The Pilots did not score. The Rams did. The only run of the game by Nolan Schaefer. 2-1 pitch from Kraft to Grube. Swung on, fouled back. Count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Overcast and 56 here at Sonora. Be back here tomorrow. Patrick Henry Patriots come visit. 2-2 pitch from Kraft swung on, fouled into the Pilots on deck circle. Count stays 2-2. Runners lead. 2-2 pitch from Kraft to Grube. Outside ball 3. Runners will take off on the next pitch. Runners at first and second, 2 outs. Rams lead 1-0 here, bottom of the 4th inning. Full count to Max Grube. Kraft's pitch. There go the runners. Hit center field. In comes Iden. Can't make the play. Rounding third. Scoring is Wolfram. The ball gets behind Iden. Runners move up. Burks to third. Grube stays at first. Wolfram scores on the RBI bloop single in the center by Max Grube. Burks motored all the way around to third after Iden overran the ball. Max had to stay at first. So Rams now lead 2-0. Burks at third. Grube at first. Nolan Schaefer steps in. Nolan singled his last plate appearance. There goes the runner. Iden fakes a throw down. Back to third base goes Burks. Stolen base by Max. Max now at second. Burks at third. 2-0 to Nora. Bottom of inning number 4. Crafts 1-0 pitch. Schaefer fouls it off. Count evens. 1 ball and 1 strike. Nolan came in batting 431. The average rose a couple notches. Kraft with the sign. 1-1 pitch to Schaefer. Strike 2 called. Looked a little bit low. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Nolan. 2 outs here. Rams with a run to grab a 2-0 advantage. Runners take the lead. 1-2 pitch from Nolan. Pop foul. First base side giving chases. Halstein can't make the play. It's out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate everybody from Ayersville and Sonora. 1-2 pitch from Kraft. Swung on, dribbler back to the mound. Off the mound is Kraft. Fires over to first. In time to get Nolan for out number 3. Rams are retired. Not before they put a run on the board. 1 run. hits, two runners left on base. We will head to the top of inning number five here at Sonora. Sonora 2, Ayersville nothing.
The law office of Weider, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a full-service law firm dedicated to providing quality legal services in Northwest Ohio. Since 1965, their attorneys have had a well-deserved reputation of excellence, serving clients with a focus on integrity, advocacy, and understanding. We are a general practice law firm that can handle all of your legal needs. We offer high-quality legal work and personal client service. Each of our attorneys are committed to providing you with top-notch legal support. Attorneys Jim Weiner, Danny Hill, Cam Staley, and Ian Weber are here to assist you. Call them at 419-782-3010 or visit them online at WeinerLawOffice.com. The Law Office of Weiner, Yoder, Hill, and Weber is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Heads are going to roll out of Burkholder Taxidermy. Located at 19331 Buckskin Road, just north of Defiance, Burkholder Taxidermy is a full-service wildlife art studio where North American, African, and exotic game animals can be preserved by professionals. Burkholder Taxidermy has recently been certified to receive out-of-state deer, elk, moose, and caribou. Visit them on their Facebook page or call Josh Burkholder at 419-782-9538 to set up an estimate or appointment to see the best taxidermist in Northwest Ohio. Burkholder Taxidermy, a proud supporter of the Tenora Rams.
Heading to the top of inning number five here at Tenora, quickly moving along. Rams 2, Pilots nothing. 9-1-2 for the Pilots. Number 9, the hitter, second baseman, Braden Amoroso. Then the top, Blake Iden and Caden Kraft on to face. Rams senior righty, Andrew Imthurn. Andrew has gone the first four innings, allowed no runs, and struck out six. Amoroso steps in. He singled his only plate appearance back in the second inning. Imthurn winds it up. First pitch outside. Strike one called. Rams with one in the first, one in the fourth to grab a 2-0 lead here at the top of inning number five from Tenora. Imthurn's 0-1 pitch a little bit in the dirt. One ball and one strike to Braden Amoroso. Comes in batting 238. 1-1 pitch from Imthurn. Outside count goes to two balls and one strike. Yes, Mike, we had brief shower here at Defiance about 240 to 330. Light rain. Field looks great here. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and miss. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Field looks fantastic here at Tenora. Nice job by the Rams maintenance people here. Get the field ready. Two balls and two strike pitch. Imthurn's pitch. Swung on and miss. Down goes Amoroso for out number one. 7 strikeout by Imthurn. Top of the Pilot lineup, Blake Iden.
Number 15, Blake Iden.
Iden 0 for 2 with a strikeout. Imthurn rocks, fires, swung on and miss. Strike one. Last time we saw Andrew on the mound was against Antwerp. He went 7 innings, allowed 5 runs. Those were all unearned, striking out 6 and walking 3 in the victory. 0-1 pitch, strike 2 called. Rams with that huge comeback victory against Luke Krause and the Antwerp Archers. Jaden Bergman with a game-winning RBI single in that contest. 0-2 pitch from Imthurn to Iden, a little bit low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. One-two pitch, a little bit low. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pilots coming in at 12-6, 3-1 in the GMC. The Rams coming in at 17-3, 5-0 in the GMC. Winner will pretty much have a grasp on the GMC title. If the Rams win, they will clinch the GMC title. One game remaining after this versus Holgate. I think that's a makeup game scheduled for Monday. 2-2 pitch coming, a little bit high, count goes full. 3 balls and 2 strikes to catcher Blake Iden. Rams 5-0, Pilots 3-1. Antwerp and Wayne Trace are both 4-2 in the league. 3-2 pitch coming. Swung on and miss. Strike three. Down goes Blake Iden for out number two. Strikeout number eight for Andrew Emthern.
Number six, Caden Kraft.
Caden Kraft steps in. Kraft 0 for 2. Bats from the left side of the plate. Nobody out here. Rams leading 2-0 in the top of inning number five from Tenora High School. Emthern winds, fires over the head of pitcher Caden Kraft. Kraft on the hill for the Pilots comes in with a 5-0 record. They .48 ERA for his opposition, Caden Kraft. 1-0 pitch from Emthern to Kraft. This one's away. Count goes to no ball or two balls and no strikes. Weston McGuire on deck for the Pilots. Emthern gets the sign, winds it up. 2-0 pitch, outside ball three. 3-0 to Caden Kraft. But last Friday night, Wayne Trace with a huge victory over Antwerp. 3-0 pitch, strike one called. It's kind of a shock to some, not to all. 3-1 pitch from Emthern to Kraft. Inside, ball four. Kraft draws the two-out walk. So Caden Kraft will trot down to first base. Pilots with no runs on four hits. No errors number by the Rams. Five runners left on base. Weston McGuire steps in. 1-for-2 with a single in the first inning. Again, the Pilots loaded the bases in the first inning with two outs. Did not score. 2-0 Tenora here. Bottom or top of inning number five. Runner at first. Kraft with the lead. Emthern from the stretch position. Pitch to McGuire. Swung on and missed. Strike one. McGuire with a .259 average. And we appreciate everybody tuning in from Tenora and Ayersville. Make sure you guys get that Drop Zone Pizzeria. Man, that sounds good right now. Number one pizza in Northwest Ohio, Drop Zone Pizzeria. 0-1 pitch coming to McGuire from Emthern. Hammered into the glove of first baseman Christian Comiso. That was ticketed for right field. Comiso put the glove up. Snagged the liner off the bat of McGuire for out. Number three, Pilots. No runs, one hit, no ram errors. Pilots leave another base runner. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Sonora. Sonora 2, Antwerp nothing.
BSN Sports, the recognized leader in team athletic gear. BSN forms partnerships with educators, coaches, and students to build school pride, student engagement, and community spirit. Our partnerships give you access to the most brand names in the industry with all of the hottest products at the best prices. From Nike to Wilson to Under Armour, we can customize any team needs. Since 1972, BSN Sports has brought you the brands that make you untouchable on the field, the court, or anywhere else you play your sport. Contact BSN local sports rep Jim Garris for any of your sports needs at 419-576-8940. Is your business looking for someone to take the day-to-day worries of your bookkeeping off your mind? Weber Bookkeeping Solutions of Defiance is here to help. With over 5 years of small business bookkeeping experience and 7 years in banking, you can be confident that your books are in the right hands with Jenny Weber. Let Weber Bookkeeping Solutions handle the monthly tracking and reports so that you can focus on your business goals. Contact Jenny at 419-956-1273, and you can also visit her on Facebook or at WeberBookkeeping.com.
Back here, 2-0 Rams as we head to the bottom of inning number five. Marcus Grube, Andrew Emthern, and Cole Comiso, your scheduled hitters. Caden Kraft going the distance so far. Allowed two runs. Kraft, 1-0 pitch. Strike called. Count evens at one ball and one strike. Rams with one in the first, one in the fourth to a 2-0 lead here. Crass pitch outside, two balls and one strike. Both pitchers working very quickly. 2-1 pitch Inside. Group steps out of the way. Count goes to 3-1. Marcus came on to get that final out at Archibald on Tuesday in that fantastic win at Archibald over the Streaks. 3-1 pitch. Strike two called. Marcus with a 4.22 average. 1-for-2 with a single in the first inning. Payoff pitch from Kraft to Groob. Swung on, hit. Right center field. Hits the gap. Over to get it as Weston McGuire holding Groob to a long single. So Marcus with a leadoff single here in the Rams. Bottom of inning number 5. Andrew Imthurn steps in. Andrew is 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts. Third baseman Luke Delano plays almost at the edge of the grass, holding Groob on at first. Kraft from the stretch position comes to the plate, swung on, fouled straight back, strike number 1. Again, the Black Swamp Golf Scramble is Friday, June 4th. Make sure you get 4 of your buddies, take that day off, go play some golf. BlackSwampFootball.com gets you registered. 0-1 pitch to Imthurn. This one's hit to center field. In comes Iden. Can't make the play. Rounding second. Rounding third is Groob. Groob going to score standing up. Marcus Groob races all the way from first on the Imthurn double. Andrew laced the opposite field. Right center field shot between Ike Iden and Weston McGuire. Groob was off at the sound of the bat. Scored all the way from first, giving the Rams a 3-0 lead. Cole Comiso steps in. Cole, 0-for-2. Pitch stays a little bit high and outside. Ball one. Imthurn leads from second. Nobody out here. Cole with a 400 average. Pitch stays a little bit high. Ball two. Rams will be over at Ayersville on the gridiron. 1-0 pitch coming outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Or 3 balls, no strikes. September 24th, Tenor will be at Ayersville in football. 3-0 pitch. Outside ball four. Comiso draws the 4-pitch walk. Bring up Kaysen Wolfram. Kaysen reached on an error in the first inning, was hit by a pitch and scored
number 23
in inning Kaysen number 4. Kaysen comes in with a 3.75 average. Rams with runners at first and second. Nobody out, leading 3-0 here. Wolfram squares around the bunt. Perfect bunt. Off the mound is Kraft. Fires over to third base. Not in time. Imthurn slides in safely. Cole Comiso heads down to second. Wolfram's on in first on the sacrifice. Fielder's choice. Squared around the sacrifice. Perfect bunt down the third base line. Kraft hopped off the mound, fired over to third, not in time to get Andrew Imthurn. Bases loaded, full of Rams. Christian Comiso steps in. First pitch, strike one called. Comiso is 0-for-2. First time up, infield fly for Christian. Second time out, struck out swinging. Pitch stays outside, count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike to Christian. Rams first baseman and number 6 hitter, Jaden Bergman, awaits on deck. Imthurn at third, Cole Comiso at second, Kaysen Wolfram at first. 1-1 pitch coming to Christian Comiso from Kraft, swung on, hit in the gap, and right center field, gets by the outfielder. McGuire's going to roll all the way to the wall. Scoring is Imthurn, scoring is Comiso. Here comes Wolfram, here comes the throw, not in time. Bases clearing, double by Christian Comiso, scoring Wolfram, Cole Comiso, and Andrew Imthurn. So Comiso clears the bases on the double, giving the Rams a 6-0 lead. Jaden Bergman steps in.
Number 9, Jaden Bergman.
Lady Rams update. Tristan Norton with a home run, putting the Rams up 6-2 over Ayersville at the end of inning number 4. So Tristan Norton with a shot. Rams 6-2 over the Lady Pilots next door. Here, 6-0 Rams. Pitch to Bergman, swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes to Jaden. Jaden with a 405 average. 0-2 in this contest. Huge double by Commisso. Swung on, hit right back to the box. Off the glove of Kraft. Second baseman Amoroso over. Throws on the first, but not in time to get Bergman. Bergman with a shot right back through the box off of Kraft. Second baseman for the Pilots, Braden Amoroso, came and scooped the ball up right behind the mound. Timey fired over to first, not in time to get Bergman. Brent Renouette out to have a conversation with the field umpire. Christian Commisso somehow was ruled out on the play, I guess, because Christian's coming back to the dugout. So I don't know if that was saying Christian was interference on the fielder trying to make a play for the ball, but pitch to Burks was called a strike. So Rams with 4 here in the 5th to grab a 6-0 lead. Runner at first, Bergman now with 2 outs as Commisso was called out for runner interference. Breaking ball stays inside. Count evens at 1-1. Bergman with the lead from first. Crafts 1-1. Pitch to Burke. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rams with 4 here in the 5th to grab a 6-0 lead. Burke's little tapper behind the plate. Foul count stays at 1-2. So the first 6 batters have reached base for the Rams, scoring 4 runs. Commisso ruled out via interference for the out. Throw over. Bergman almost caught leaning back just ahead of the tag by first baseman Blake Hosteen. One-two pitch from Bergman to Kraft. Hit shortstop side. Delano up with it. The third baseman, Luke Delano, stepped in front of shortstop Abe Delano. By the time Luke gathered the ball, he could not make a play. So Luke Delano stepped in front of Abe. I think Abe at short would have had a play. So Burks on at first. Head coach Brent Renouette out to have a conversation, this time with the home plate umpire. BR coming in with 360 wins here at Tenora, closing in on a career milestone, hopefully in the next couple days. Pinch runner for the Rams. Keegan Miles, I think, will go out to run at second. So Miles into the game as a pinch runner for Jaden Bergman at second. So Jaden comes in. Miles replaces him as a base runner. Max Grube at the plate. Max with a RBI single, his last plate appearance. Runners at first and second. Burks at first. Miles at second. Rams with 4 here in the bottom of the 5th inning. 6-0 Tenora.
Number 2, Max Grube.
Kraft still on the hill for the Rams. Pitched. strike one called to the Rams center fielder, Max Grube. Runners lead from first and second. Crafts pitch. Grube, little shot between third and short. Long throw in the hole by shortstop. Abe Delano can't get Grube, so the Rams will load the bases. Grube with a little one-handed soft liner to deep shortstop. Delano fired over, couldn't make a play. Miles on at third. Runners at every base for the Rams. Schaefer steps in. First pitch to Nolan. Ball one. Nolan with a run scored, a single, and a hit by pitch. Suicide squeeze. Schaefer puts the bunt down. Scoring is Miles. Off the hill to retire Schaefer was Kraft for out number two. Excellent bunt by Nolan Schaefer and the Rams. Scoring Keegan Miles from third base for the Rams. Fifth run here in the inning. Seventh overall, Rams grab a 7-0 lead.
Number one, Marcus Grube.
So Schaefer's retired on the suicide squeeze sacrifice bunt. Marcus Grube steps in. First pitch outside. Ball one. Marcus with a single and a run scored. The Rams has batted around this inning. Check swing. Strike called. One ball, one strike, two out here. Bases. Base runners for the Rams on second and third. Kraft's pitch to the plate. Swung on, fouled off first base side. Count will go remain at one and two. Again, Lady Rams up 6-2 over Ayersville. End of the fourth inning. Thank you, Reba Lum. Tristan Norton with a home run for the Lady Rams. 1-2 pitch from Kraft to Grube. Swung on, balls in the dirt. Iden out from behind the plate. Fires down to first base, retiring Marcus for out number three. Not before the Rams bat around here in inning number five, scoring five runs. We'll head to the top of the sixth inning here at Tenora. Tenora 7, Ayersville nothing.
Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance has been providing seamless and transparent real estate closings in Northwest Ohio for 27 years. From contract to closing, their experienced team of attorneys and title agents work with lenders, businesses, and individuals to meet their real estate needs. Call the office at 419-782-3334 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or visit them online at MaumeeTitle.com. Maumee Valley Title Agency of Defiance wishes all the Tenora Rams athletes the best this season. Is your business looking for someone to take the day-to-day worries of your bookkeeping off your mind? Weber Bookkeeping Solutions of Defiance is here to help. With over 5 years of small business bookkeeping experience and 7 years in banking, you can be confident that your books are in the right hands with Jenny Weber. Let Weber Bookkeeping Solutions handle the monthly tracking and reports so that you can focus on your business goals. Contact Jenny at 419-956-1273, and you can also visit her on Facebook or at WeberBookkeeping.com.
Top of inning number six here from now a sunny Tenora High School. Tenora 7, Ayersville nothing. Middle of the pilot order. Number 4, 5, and 6, Hosteen, Delano, and Zach Moss. To face senior righty Andrew Imthurn. Andrew's gone the distance so far, recording 8 strikeouts. So Hosteen steps in. Imthurn with the sign. Winds it up. First pitch. Fouled back. Strike one. Hosteen with a single in the first inning. Flew out to right field in the third. 1-for-2. Came in batting 255. Imthurn's pitch a little bit inside. Count goes even at one ball and one strike. Infield and outfield for the Rams playing straight away. 1-1 pitch inside off the shoulder of Halstein. He will head down to first base after being hit by the pitch. So Lapidus with a leadoff runner here, the top of inning number 6, trailing 7-0 here at
Sonora. Number 19, Abe Delano.
Shortstop Abe Delano steps in. Abe walked in the first, struck out in the third, struck out in the fourth. Runner at first, the lead. Imthurn's pitch, a little bit outside, ball one. Again, thanks everybody for tuning in. And David Franck from Arizona, appreciate you always tuning in. Sony in 56 here now, David. Imthurn's 1-0 pitch, outside, a little bit outside and low, ball two. Rams with one in the first, one in the fourth, and five huge runs as they send 10 men to the plate in the fifth to grab a 7-0 lead over the Pilots. Halstein leads from first, 2-0 count coming to Delano, swung on and fouled back, strike one, two balls and one strike. Zach Moss awaits on deck for the Pilots of Ayersville. Patrick Henry here tomorrow at 11. 2-1 pitch to Delano from Imthurn. Swung on, popped back out of play. Count will go even at two balls and two strikes. Holgate here Monday at Wauseon. Tuesday for the Rams. Thursday at Swanton. Friday, Brian will be here. We'll do a couple of those games. Wauseon and Swanton, I don't believe that we will do. 2-2 pitch coming. Check swing. Ball three. Nice stop by Nolan Schaefer. Full count now to Abe Delano. Imthurn's going the distance so far. Striking out 8 Pilots. From the stretch position, Imthurn is set. Payoff pitch, hit third base side. Wolfram up with it, over to second for out one. Camaso relays, not in time. Ball gets away from first baseman Bryce Bailey. Bailey into the game for the Rams this inning. So the runner's forced at second for out number one. Delano on at first on the fielder's choice. Nice play over there by Casey Wolfram.
Zach Moss.
Fired over to Cole Camaso at second. Relay over to first was a little bit low and in dirt. So on at first is Abe Delano. Zach Moss steps in, 0-2. Imthurn winds, fires a little pop-up behind the plate. Foul. Strike one. Zach Moss with a 3.11 average. Hitting for center fielder Ike Iden. Top of the sixth inning here at Sonora, 7-0 Rams. Thanks for joining us here at Sonora Rams Live. Imthurn's 0-1, hit shortstop side, in comes Groove, picks it up, puts it in his back pocket, can't make a play, infield single, Zach Moss. So Moss is on at first, down to second goes Delano. Even though they mowed the grass here at Sonora, it's still thick. Like I said a couple times, it kind of reminds you of the old Detroit Tigers infield at Old Tiger Stadium, where they mowed it about once every 3 months, I think. That's where ground balls went to die. Old Tiger Stadium. Two runners on, one out here. Imthurn's pitch to Luke Delano is inside, ball one. Top of inning 6 here at Tenora, 7-0 Tenora. Pilots threatening with runners at first and second, one out. Delano batting 149 coming into the contest. From the stretch, Imthurn pitches, fouled straight back. Count goes to one ball and one strike. Delano 1-for-2 singled in the fourth, struck out in the second. Taylor Winsler on deck. Imthurn checks the runner at second. Delano 1-1 pitch coming to Luke Delano. Hits the right side. Out goes Bailey. Can't get it. In comes Picella. Plays it on the hop. Throws over to second. Not in time for the force. Delano with a bloop single over the head of first baseman Bryce Bailey. Spicella had no chance to get there.
Number two.
So the Pilots have loaded the bases with one out. Here comes head coach Brent Renelet out to the mound to have a conversation with senior starter Andrew Imthurn. Imthurn has gone the distance so far, the first five and a third innings, striking out eight Pilots. Cole Comiso pitched against Archibald on Tuesday, so we're not likely to see Cole. We're going to stick with Imthurn. Nobody in the Rams bullpen. Bases full of Pilots. 7-0 Rams here. Top of inning number 6 from Tenora. Wind blowing from center to right field now. Sunny in 56. Number 8 hitter, left fielder, Tyler Winsler steps in. Tyler 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts, batting 182. Imthurn with the sign will pitch out of the stretch with the bases loaded. First pitch, inside corner, strike 1. Last we heard, 6-2 Lady Rams over Ayersville heading into the 5th inning. Bases full of Pilots, 1 out. Imthurn's 0-1 pitch hits Winsler in the back. Scoring will be Delano for the Pilots' first run. Zach Moss will head to third. Luke Delano will head to second. Winsler will head to first on the hit by pitch. Number 9 hitter, Braden Amoroso, steps in. Bases still full of Pilots, 1 out. Imthurn from the set. First pitch. Ball 1. Swung on and missed. Count evens. 1-1. Top of the lineup awaits on deck. Blake Iden. Pitch. Popped up third base side. Wolfram giving chase over there in foul territory. Puts it away to retire Braden Amoroso for a huge out. Out number 2.
Number 15, Blake Iden.
Top of the Pilot lineup, Blake Iden. 7-1 Rams. Bases full of Pilots. 2 outs now. Iden steps in. 0-3. 2 strikeouts. Imthurn from the stretch, first pitch, fouled off first base side, out of play. Imthurn on the mound, Schaefer behind the plate, Bryce Bailey at first, Cole Comiso at second, Marcus Grube at short, Kason Wolfram at third, Bergman in left, Max Grube in center, Zach Spicella in right for your Rams defense. 0-1 pitch coming, inside and hits Iden in the shoulder. Scoring will be Zach Moss. Iden will head down to first base. Second batter hit by Imthurn. Delano will go to third. Winsler down to
number
second.
Caden Kraft.
Kraft will step in. Bats from the left side. Pitch a little bit high from Imthurn to Kraft. Ball 1. 7-2 Pilots now. Bases loaded, 2 outs here. Pitch outside. Stays a little wide. 2 balls, no strikes to pitcher Caden Kraft. Weston McGuire waits on deck. 2-0 pitch from Imthurn to Kraft. Up and in. Ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes, bases full of Pilots, 7-2 Tenora here, top of inning number 6. Strike 1 called. Lady Rams 8, Lady Pilots 3 in the fifth. 3-1 pitch from Kraft. Fouled left side, out of play. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases full of Pilots. Rams lead 7-2 here, top of inning number six from Tenora. Big pitch coming from Andrew Imthern. He's gone the distance so far. Andrew coming in with a 6-0 record and a 1.81 ERA. Kraft digs in. There go the runners. Pitch hit in the gap, right field. Spychella over there, but not before. Two run score, three run score, bases clearing, double. Caden Kraft. Delano scores, Winsler scores, Blake Iden scores. Four runs here for the Pilots. Five for the Pilots to cut the Rams' lead 7-5. Head coach Brent Renolette heads to the mound, and that will be it for starter Andrew Imthern. We'll be back with the changes right after this. Rams 7, Pilots 5.
High standards, hard work, sincerity. For the past 37 years, those have been the day-to-day ideals behind Bat and Stevens. Regarded as one of the finest auto body repair shops in the 6-county area. Our technicians understand how you feel about your vehicle, so they're trained to know your automobile inside and out. Bat and Stevens will provide you with fine workmanship at a fair price. We will work closely with you to ensure your complete satisfaction. We believe full service is one of the keys to complete collision repair. Once your vehicle enters our shop, you can be sure it is handled with the utmost attention to detail at every phase of the repair process. Our skilled professionals are committed to this high standard of quality on every job, from small dings to major collision damage, whether it is just fitting decorative trim pieces or restoring your vehicle's entire structure. We work on all makes and models, foreign and domestic, including recreational vehicles. Our state-of-the-art equipment helps us perform every kind of job with a lifetime guarantee. Free estimates can be obtained anytime, and loaner cards are available by appointment. Bat and Stevens Body Shop has also been selected as the 2020 Crescent News Reader's Choice Awards Favorite Body Shop in the 6-County area. Bat and Stevens Body Shop, located in downtown Jewell, Ohio. 419-497-3111. That's 419-497-3111.
Back here at Tenora, Pilots with 5 to cut the Rams' lead to 7-5. Runners at second base. Bergman on relief of Imthern. Three hit batters in the inning have contributed to the damage for the Pilots. So Bergman on in relief. Imthern, 5 2/3 innings, 8 strikeouts. 4 hit batters. Bergman looks at the runner at second. First pitch, swung on and missed to Weston McGuire. Pilots have batted around here in the top of the sixth inning to make a 7-0 game, a quickly 7-5. Bergman looks at the runner. Kraft at second comes to the plate, stays a little bit inside. Count evens at 1-1. Bergman comes in with a 6.18 ERA. The last time we saw Jaden was Saturday. 1-1 pitch to the plate. Outside corner, strike two in the Rams game against Ottawa Glandorf. Rams had prom the previous night, so we're going to give Jaden a pass on that outing. Bergman's shortest outing of his career. 1 1/3 innings for Jaden. 1-2 pitch from Bergman. Little tapper, shortstop side. On comes Grube. Bobbles it. Fires over. In time to get McGuire by half a step. Grube came in, scooped it up. Slight bobble. Marcus regained it. Fired onto first base. Retiring Weston McGuire for out number three. However, Ayersville with some heavy damage. They score 5 runs in the top of the sixth inning to cut the Rams' lead to 7-5 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here at Tenora High School.
The Fired Stone Tavern is anything but basic. Stop out and enjoy a cold drink and a bite to eat. Fired Stone Tavern is the area's newest go-to for wood-fired pizza, burgers, and drinks that will blow your mind. With an industrial urban vibe, this wood-fired pizza and burger sports bar features an open kitchen concept with scratch-made food, from classic burgers and pizzas to a few chef-inspired new ones. Be sure to check out Fired Stone's specialty days. On Monday, it's pizza. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, wings. And on Thursday, it's burgers. No plans for the weekend? Come see us at Fired Stone Tavern for pizza, ice cold drinks, and all the games on TV that you can handle. Located at 211 Carpenter Road at the Eagle Rock Golf Course. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Online ordering also is available, as well as free delivery over $60. Restrictions do apply. Be sure to visit them online at FiredStoneTavern.com or call at 419-785-4015. Fired Stone Tavern, your official sponsor of Tenora Rams Live Stream Wrestling.
Back here, bottom of inning number 6 from Tenora. Pilots with a 5 spot to make a game of it. Rams 7, Pilots 5 as we head to the bottom of the 6th inning. Kraft still on the hill. First pitch to Imthurn to the backstop. Ball 1. Rams with 1 in the 1st. 1 in the 4th to make it 2-0. 5 in the 5th to make it 7-0. 1-0 pitch coming from Kraft to Imthurn. Stays outside. Ball 2. Pilots with 5 in the 6th. Tenora 7, Ayersville 5. 2-0 pitch stays high. Ball 3. Next door, Lady Rams 8. Lady Pilots 3 as they head to the 6th inning. Courtesy of Reba Bone. Thank you, Reba. 3-0 pitch coming. Catches the outside corner. 3 balls and 1 strike. Here we went from rain to partly cloudy to overcast to now it's sunny. Pitch to Andrew is fouled over the first base dugout. Count goes full at 3-2. Wind started out blowing straight away to center field, has switched in the 4th inning, blowing from center to right. 56 degrees here at Tenora. Payoff pitch from Kraft. Swung on, hit second base side. Amoroso over there scoops it up. Fires over to Halstein, retiring Andrew Imthurn for the first out in inning number 6. Rams with 5 runs in the bottom of the 5th. Pilots come back with 5 in the top of the 6th to make it 7-5. Cole Comiso steps in. Kraft, first pitch, a little bit outside, ball 1. Cole walked and scored the 3rd Rams run last inning. 1-0 pitch, high and away, ball 2. Cole 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. 2-0 pitch coming to Cole Comiso. Hit shortstop side. Abe Delano up. Fires over in time to retire Cole for out number 2. Bring up Cason Wolfram. Cason with 2 runs
number
scored.
23, Cason Wolfram.
Scored last inning for the Rams. Crass pitch to Wolfram. A little bit up. Ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th inning from Tenora. 7-5 Rams. 1-0 pitch from Kraft. 2, Wolfram catches the corner. Count evens, 1 ball and 1 strike. One pitch inside corner, strike 2. Nice breaking ball by Caden Kraft. 1-2 pitch coming from Kraft to Wolfram. Hit first base side. Bobbled by Halstein. Picks it up, steps on the bag to quickly retire the Rams. Rams go in order. No runs, no hits, no pilot errors, nobody left on base. We'll head to the top of the 7th inning here at Tenora. Tenora 7, Ayersville 5.
Have your hair and nails gotten out of control over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Please schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where you can be sure that all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Be sure to book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or do your booking online by visiting their Facebook page. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon is a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Cut and Polish Salon owner Jenny Bidlack says, go Rams!
Heading to the top of inning number 7 here at Sonora. 7-5 Rams, Jaden Bergman on relief last inning. Got the final out. See if he can't get the final three outs here. Other than the Saturday game, the Rams last four or five games have been pretty much down to the wire. 6-5 win on a Saturday versus Maumee here. That come-from-behind 5-4 win over Montpelier. The very next day, the come-from-behind win over Antwerp. And that exciting game Tuesday at Archibald with Marcus Groove coming on to get the save with the bases loaded. First pitch fouled back. Strike one. 4, 5, and 6 for the Pilots here. Blake Halstein, Abe Delano, and Zach Moss to face Jaden Bergman. Winner will control the GMC. 0-1 pitch outside. Count evens at 1-1. Rams are 5-0. Victory here by the Rams clinches the GMC title. Victory by Ayersville will tie both teams with the title. Swung on and miss. Strike two. So even though it would be a tie on paper, if Ayersville were to beat Sonora, in theory they would grab the GMC title, but that's not how it works. 1-2 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Down goes Austin for the first out. Abe Delano steps in. Delano scored his last plate appearance. Bergman's pitch outside, strike one called. Zach Moss awaits on deck. Strong breeze here at Sonora. 0-1 pitch from Bergman, a little bit low. Count evens at 1-1. And like we said during several broadcasts, if it wasn't windy here at Sonora, we probably would have a problem. Delano with a 304 average digs back in. Bergman gets the sign, winds it up. 1-1 pitch coming. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Bergman gets the sign from Schaefer. 1-2 pitch coming. Strike three. Swinging. Abe Delano down on strikes for out number two. Zach Moss will step in. Zach singled and scored.
Number five, Zach Moss.
His last plate appearance. Zach 1-for-3, came in with a 3.11 average. Pilots down to their final out here. Bergman's first pitch, a little bit low. Ball one. Head coach Alan Magg down at third base for the Pilots, urging on Zach. 1-0 count from Bergman to Zach Moss. Fouled down the line. Strike one. Count evens. 1-1. 7-5 Rams here. Top of inning number 7. Moss digs back in. Bergman gets the sign from Schaefer. 1-1 pitch coming. Little tapper, third base side. Wolfram fires over in time to get Zach Moss for out number 3. Retired 5-3. Final from Tenora. Rams 7, Pilots 5. Rams will win the GMC with the victory over the Pilots. Rams will improve to 18-3 to go to 6-0 in the GMC. Ayersville falls to 3-2 in the GMC. Antwerp and Wayne Trace both at 4-2. Rams will host Holgate here on Monday for the next GMC game. So your 2021 GMC champions will be the Tenora Rams. We'll be back with the Bidlack Investments and post-game show right after this.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or just looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure that your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today for a free quote at 419-438-0023. And be sure to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceFinancialServices.com or even on their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services wishes best of luck to all Tenora Rams athletes this season.
Back here at Tenora, final. Tenora 7, Ayersville 5. Your Bidlack Investments postgame show. Rams opened with one in the first, scored one more in the fourth to grab a 2-0 lead. Rams sent 10 men to the plate in the fifth inning to grab a 7-0 lead as we headed to the top of inning number 6. Pilots did not give up. Head coach Alan Maggs, Ayersville Pilots, came back with 5 in the sixth inning to cut the Rams' lead to 7-5. Jaden Bergman came on in relief of starter Andrew Imther, went the first 5 2/3 innings, allowed 5 runs, struck out 8 Pilots. Bergman came on to get the final out in the fifth inning and the final 3 outs to wrap up the Rams' 7-5 win over Ayersville. Tenora improves to 18-3 overall. They will win the GMC with a 6-0 record. One more game left versus Holgate on Monday. Head coach Brent Renolette with his 361st win here at Tenora, 399th win overall. So tomorrow, head coach Renolette will try to capture victory number 400 here at Tenora versus the Patrick Henry Patriots. We'll be back with the Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game Award.
Higbee Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School, as well as the Tri-County area, since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. Higbee Embroidery is a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award.
Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game Award is Cool in the Gang celebration is being played in the background. Rams, your 2021 GMC champions with a 7-5 victory over Ayersville here to grab their 18th victory and 6th in the GMC. Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game will give a co-player of the game award, Jaden Bergman, to come in to get the final out in the 6th inning and to retire the Pilots in order in the top of the 7th. And a huge bases-clearing double by Christian Comiso to break open the game in the Rams' 5-run 5th inning. So Jaden Bergman and Christian Comiso, your co-Higbee Embroidery Player of the Game. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And as always, thanks to each and every one of our sponsors, Drop Zone Pizzeria. You guys can pick that up tonight. Still 6:45. Voted number one pizza in Northwest Ohio. Drop Zone Pizzeria, the official in-game scoreboard here at Tenora Rams Live. Higby Embroidery, which we just heard, the player of the game. Jaden Bergman and Christian Camuso, Signs Excavating. Your pregame sponsor, Maumee Valley Title Agency. Your Wiener, Yoder, Hill, and Weber attorneys at law. The Oklahoma Tavern. Bat and Stevens Body Shop. Burkholder Taxidermy. Tenora Rams Athletic Booster. Become a booster. Very inexpensive, $15 a year. You can go to our website, tenorarams.com, click on sponsors, and download that booster application today. The Cut and Polished Hair and Nail Salon, Wooden Indian Pawn Shop, Bidlack Insurance and Financial Investments, BSN Sports, Mr. Jim Garris, proud sponsor of Tenora Rams Live, Weber Bookkeeping Solutions, and the Firestone Tavern. Don't forget, you can go online to the Crescent News and vote for each one of our sponsors for the Best of the Year Award. So you don't have to be a member of the Crescent News to do that. You can do that. So final from Tenora. Rams 7, Pilots 5. Rams will move to 18-3, 6-0 in the GMC. Head coach Brent Lett with win number 361 here at Tenora, 399 overall. Tomorrow we'll be here at 11 o'clock as the Rams will take on the Patrick Henry Patriots. Last we heard, Lady Rams were up next door over the Lady Pilots. That was 8-3, so still looking over there. There's still action going on over the softball diamond. Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in for the River Rivalry Baseball Edition. Rams 7, Pilots 5. Have a good sports night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Tenora Rams Sports. Be sure to tune in next time when we bring you more Rams action. And follow us online at TenoraRamsSportsAudio.com or on Twitter at TenoraRamsAudio.